My previous topic about creating charts on Arduino R4 received a greater response than I expected. So now, for a change, I am making a similar project, but in a more complete form and on the ESP8266 platform in Platform.io. Typically, the whole thing will be assembled from ready-made libraries, and I will describe the process in the form of a tutorial. First, I will run the DHT11 temperature and humidity sensor here. Then I will show you how you can download the current time from the internet. Then I will demonstrate how to collect measurements in memory in a circular buffer. And finally, display them on a simple web page with a graph, all available within our Wi-Fi. First steps, some time ago I published a topic about Arduino OTA and ESP8266 in Platform.io. I recommend you read it. Here I am assuming that we have OTA running, and I will use what I developed earlier. As a reminder, here is my Hello World. In this topic, we try to assemble everything from ready-made elements, so we will also use a ready-made library for the DHT11 sensor. We just need to install it. Open the Libraries tab. We look for DHT. The DHT library also requires the Adafruit Unified Sensor library to be added. So we add both libraries. First Unified Sensor, we add to the project. We will need to indicate to which project we are adding this library. Added. This is how we add both libraries. A keen eye will notice that they have also been added to our platform.io.ini. It is also worth noting that there is also an example of its use on the library's website. Let's integrate it into our code. I perform the measurement when the diode status is switched. At the moment, I only send results via UART. Then, we will make a website. Let's first check if DHT works at all. We add a website. Putting our measurements out into the world is really very simple. A class is used to create a server, ESP8266 web server. First, we include its header. Then, we create its instance. The argument is the port on which the server will be created. HTTP is usually port 80. Then, we create functions that handle the page data. In the main loop, we serve clients. And finally, the function that handles the main page. Result. It's really very simple. Now we will display the temperature. We display the temperature. To display the temperature on the page, we need to do two things. These measurements need to be saved. For simplicity, we will put them in global variables. They must then be placed in the text of the page. I will use my favorite method to format the string, i.e., a C-style buffer and the printf function. Global variables themselves. Writing to global variables. Modified page creation function. In this way, the temperature and humidity read from DHT will appear on our screen. Network time, NTP. NTP stands for Network Time Protocol, a way to obtain time from the network. We also have a ready-made one here. We will use the class NTP Client. We add the appropriate library as before. Of course, this library also has a ready-made example of use. We still need to somehow obtain time in the form of an inscription. There is a ready-made function for this. Get formatted time. After integration with our website, we get result. If we are ambitious, we can format the time ourselves as we wish. We have a function for this, strif time, which works similarly to sprintf. We also format the time using special tags. Below is a slightly developed example. Better organization. However, our goal is to collect measurements. Before we implement it, I suggest that you better organize your measurement records. Let's introduce a structure to represent the measurement. But what should such a structure contain? We will include temperature, float, humidity, also float, time. Here it is best to use the time T type, which is in fact also a number. I do not recommend writing time as a string. It would be inefficient and inconvenient in further processing. You can then create an instance of this structure globally, and our program will work as before. The only important thing is to save the time at the moment of.